Rokugan, a land of spirits, of fortunes, and of samurai. A place of honor, duty, and war, where seven great clans vie eternally for the favor of the Emperor, where a whispered word can be as deadly as a single strike, and one misstep the difference between life and death. But while clans battle in the high halls of the Emperor and on the fields of the Emerald Empire, a growing darkness gnaws at the borders. Here, the foul legions of the corrupted Kami Fu Lang seek to break through and destroy all that is righteous and good. And yet the darkness beyond the borders is not the only threat to Rokugan. Political tensions amongst the great clans threaten to grow monthly, meaning that war is surely on the horizon. It is a time of sacrifice, of great heroes, of small stories of bravery that will forever go untold. It is a time of thunder.
Hi, I'm Lily, also known as Lilypad Nebula. I'm playing Doji Sayaka, who is a member of the Doji Courtier School.
Hello. I am Rain Hayes, and I am playing Soshi Kiyuki of the Yogo Ward Master School.
Hi, I'm Michi, playing Kaito Rei of the Kaito Shrinekeeper School.
And I'm Sean, also known as Throck, and I'll be your storyteller. Now, let's go play L5R. Welcome back to Rokugan. Our young samurai are in the middle of the most prestigious coming-of-age ceremony in the Empire, the Topaz Championship. Here they compete against the best and brightest of Rokugan's youth for the prestigious title of Topaz Champion, a singular honor given only to one samurai every year. On the road to Suma, the small village that plays host to the championship and seat of the prestigious Kakita Dueling Academy, our party encountered the servant of the now-dead Emerald Champion Doji Satsume, and helped him ride a cart carrying the final effects of his master to Satsume's brother-in-law and head of the Kakita Dueling Academy, Kakita Toshimoko, the Grey Crane. After delivering the goods, they made their way to the House of the Laughing Carp, the inn where they are scheduled to stay, and met a young fellow student named Hitoshi from the Mantis Clan, an aspirant to the Topaz Championship from a minor clan, who was being denied access to the inn. Being the honorable sort, the party invited Hitoshi to stay with them, and he gladly accepted. That night, the party received a ghostly visitor in the form of Doji Satsume, the now-dead Emerald Champion. Sitting tea with the party, Satsume urged them to ensure that Hitoshi pass the trials and become a samurai, so that he may follow in his father's footsteps, although it was not made clear who his father was. The party agreed to the spirit's wishes and, awestruck and confused, went back to bed. The next day, the contest began in earnest, with contests in athletics, heraldry, horse riding, and more. They noticed that last year's runner-up, Bayushi Sugai, seemed to be in an ill temper and continued looking cross at Hitoshi, while a number of the crane judges marked Hitoshi off on points for seemingly innocent mistakes. And some of our fair players even made it to the top of the list, with Doji Sayaka and Kaito Rei being tied with Bayushi Mei Lin for points lead after day one. After the contest, you're given about 2 hours of free time to do as you wish. You are informed that there will be a compulsory informal reception for all participants at the Poisoned Water Sake House. But other than that, you've got about 2 free hours. Is there anything y'all want to do?
Sayaka is going to find a quiet place to, like, chill, and is going to write a letter home.
Aw. Would you like to let us know what the letter says, or do you want to keep it private and send it to me?
Kind of just informing, because Sayaka has a decent relationship with her parents, so just like letting them know what's going on in the first day, telling them that they helped, not telling them that they met Ghost Satsume, because that's probably weird. That might be an in-person conversation, but telling them like, oh, we helped Doji Satsume's final resting items find their place, and yeah, just kind of that whole like everything that's gone on so far, just to let them know how things are going, and of course that she's currently near the top and has a strong chance of becoming the Topaz Champion.
Ooh, yes, indeed.
And yes, she's calling it out. So it's going to be very embarrassing.
You just poison your shot. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So kind of just a basic like check in, just letting you know how like the trip has been or whatever. More importantly, I'm doing it so I can get rid of some strife.
Strifey poo? Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. My passion is brushwork.
Yes. So that will remove 3 strife.
Yay.
Yay. Indeed. What is your strife at after that?
It's now at 3.
Okay. So as we take a rest between scenes, remember your composure, you reduce your strife to half your composure.
So would it be a 1 then?
And then you could remove 3 more. Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yep. So it'll be at 1 then.
Yep. Anyone else?
Yeah, I am going to once again sit down with my divination kit and read some fortunes.
Go ahead and make me a void meditation roll, please. If you get any stress from this, it won't count, because I just want to see if anything spectacular happens while divining.
All right.
Okay, so you'll get to keep 3 dice, and you got an exploding success, so go ahead and re-roll a black die. So you've got 2 opportunity and 2 mm-hmm. successes. That's pretty good. So first of all, remember to reduce your stress to half your composure, and then reduce mm-hmm. 3 more. And through the reading, other than it just kind of helping you calm and center and clear your mind and kind of stretch out into the universe a little bit, something interesting happens in the way the cards are set down. There is a connection between a card that is highly aspected to water and a card that is highly aspected to air, both of which together in like a father-son relationship. So you get the idea that the water one, the Mantis or a sailing clan, that has to do with Hitoshi. And the air one, due to its kind of martial aspect, has to do with the Crane, and specifically the Kakita family. And that one's in the father aspect. So you pull a conclusion that perhaps Hitoshi is in some way related to the Kakita family in some way.
Okay.
And you can do whatever you like with that. And remove an additional 3 stress. Strife.
Yes.
I'll say strife properly one day.
Yeah, I'm just going to just kind of quietly remember this as I'm putting things away.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Sweet. Kuroyuki.
The place where we're staying, are there other competitors there?
There are indeed.
I'm just going to wander down into the main room and make myself inconspicuous and watch them.
Okay. Make me a... So you don't want to remove any stress. You want to do a little...
I removed stress last time. I only got 1 strife.
Okay. So make me a... Moink. An earth courtesy check or a void courtesy check in order to see how people are interacting with each other. Earth being the approach of reason and void being the approach of enlighten. Does that make sense? Yep. I would also give you an air culture check if you so chose.
I think I'll go with reason this time.
Okay. So you got 1 exploding success so far and a strife. Go ahead and reroll a black die and keep it. So 2 successes, but 2 strife. What specifically are you looking for? Are you looking for like interactions between folk? Are you looking for kind of bravado between, like, what's your goal with the searching the room?
Mostly I am looking for kind of the camaraderie or political climate between people. Who is sitting by who is avoiding who?
So a couple of big things you notice is that you see Hitoshi sitting down there kind of by himself, kind of just sipping on some tea, looking sullen. You see Kitsu Tsubasa, who is the Lion Clan Shugenja, talking with Yasuki Jun from the Crab, and they seem to be in some sort of, not hushed conversation, but seem to be enjoying some sort of deep conversation about something that's kind of hard to hear where you're from. You also notice that Kikita Riku and Miyamoto Hinata seem to be discussing loudly the merits of their different dueling schools. As you know, the Miyamoto of the Dragon Clan have a 2-sword school. They fight with both their katana and their wakizashi. Whereas Kikita Riku, being a Kikita and studying at this very academy, studies the classical dueling one-strike aijutsu dual form of a single katana. And they seem to be having a very robust discussion about the merits of their different schools. And last but not least, Beiyushi Mei Lin seems to be actually talking to two servants. And you see Beiyushi Sugai kind of leaning off in the corner. And at one point, as he's standing there, a Ronin walks in. Obviously a Ronin, because he's not wearing clan colors of any sort. He's got like a sake bottle on his rope belt that also holds his katana and wakizashi. And he shares just a couple of words with him before that Ronin heads back out again.
That's unusual.
It is moderately usual. It is not hyper unusual to be interacting with Ronin, right? It is, especially for a member of the Scorpion Clan, as you well know. But you, being of the Scorpion Clan, know you've seen those whispers before. You know that maybe there's something going on there. Like, a Ronin having presence in and of itself is not the weirdest thing ever. There are many Ronin who wander the lands. They are, of course, the lowest of the high. They are essentially considered G samurai, which means half samurai. And so there is a social stigma around them, but not so much as if he was like directly interacting with a member of the Buke, who are the class lower than yours.
I think I'm going to step outside, like I'm just going outside to stretch and get some air.
Yeah.
And I want to see which direction he goes.
For sure. Interesting. This is, I like that you took the bait and I enjoy it. Okay. So why don't you make for me a, it's interesting that there's no like, this would definitely be a skullduggery test, right? So, how would you want to approach your skullduggery in attempting to sneak behind this guy?
Let's go with air.
So you're going to try and not act like yourself. You're going to try and be extra sneaky.
Yep.
Okay. Because that approach is con, which means making someone believe that you are not doing what you say you're doing. So yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Make a roll. So at the moment, you've got an exploding success, a strife, and a opportunity. So you only keep two of these. The interesting thing here is you can either keep the two successes in the strife or one of the successes in the opportunity.
So can I use that opportunity to cancel out the strife?
You could, which would leave you with one exploding success.
Let's do that.
Okay, so roll a new black die. A new ring die. And another exploding success and another strife. Roll another ring die. Another exploding success and a strife. Roll another ring die.
Oh my god.
There we go, okay.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping.
Three strife, but three successes. Okay. So you are absolutely able to follow him, but a couple of times you nearly get caught and you have to quickly dodge this way or quickly dodge that way. And one time you accidentally dodge into a tannery and you are surrounded by dead flesh and it wigs you out because not even the scorpion are okay with being around that much dead flesh all at once. It is, as cultural context for the team, touching or being adjacent to dead flesh is super weird and is something that you normally need to spiritually cleanse if you touch it. And so being around it tends to make those within the samurai caste very nervous. And so you at one point touch through, but as you dodge through that building and get to the other side, successfully not actually like bumping into anything, you come around and you see him talking to 11 other Ronin who seem to be hanging out. As you follow them, you follow them down to kind of the river between the Kikita Dueling Academy and the town proper. And down there, it kind of the river itself goes down on either side into a very small, like, gully-like valley between the two sides of the town. And sitting down in there, kind of keeping small and quiet, are 11 other Ronin.
Well, nothing quite says ambush like a bunch of Ronin hiding out. I do not want to tempt fate and get closer to hear what they're saying.
Okay.
Because I feel like that would just backfire on me horribly.
Yeah.
So instead, I'll make my way back.
Okay.
And I will go to Saiga and inform her that I think something might be going on.
What do you mean, something going on?
There are strange things happening. There's a group of Ronin that are...
Stranger than having tea with a dead champion?
You would be amazed at how normal that is for me.
Oh.
I'm lying. A great many Ronin are standing kind of out of the way, and I saw one of them having a discussion with a samurai earlier, and I've noticed that samurai does not like Hitoshi.
I see.
I'm just thinking that we need to prepare for an ambush.
That's a good idea.
Knowing that something like that could happen, we could find a way to turn it to our advantage.
I do love having a friend in the Scorpion Clan. I like that idea a lot. Well, if their target is Hitoshi, then maybe we could have Hitoshi come back from the party in a way that doesn't seem like he is with anyone else. Maybe he has a little too much to drink.
I am so tempted for this. Let me go and talk to Hitoshi. And I'm going to go down and talk to Hitoshi. And I'm going to enjoy some tea while I do so, because I just noticed my strife is higher than I thought it was.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and you won't get the half composure because mm-hmm. you're actively doing things, but you are indulging in your what is it called? Joy?
Passion.
So go ahead and remove 3 strife as you have some very fine local tea. Hard not to have good tea in Crane Lands, especially next to an august academy such as this. And he's just kind of sitting there looking sullen and sipping on some tea himself.
I'm just going to sit next to him and sip on my tea for a little. I'm like, Hitoshi, how are you feeling after today?
It will be as the fortunes wish, Soshi-san.
True, but there are some people that might, in their ignorance, try to interfere with what the fortunes wish.
If they do, I wish they have the honor to stand before me and say so.
I would hope that too, but we both know the world doesn't always work that way.
Yes.
Have you ever seen one of these before? I'm going to lay my ward on the table. I'm not going to activate it. I'm just going to show it to him.
It's some sort of magic? Some sort of
this is what's
prayer?
This is what's called a ward. My school has many ways of using them. This particular ward is very good at tripping up people who would approach you in a less than honorable way.
And you expect someone to approach me in a less than honorable way, Soshi-san?
I'm Scorpion. I expect everybody to approach me in less than an honorable way.
I am unsure if you are threatening me or trying to warn me.
It's a good thing to keep in mind. And I'll just slip the ward over to him and go, read this when you feel that somebody's approaching you in a less than honorable way. And I'll get up and walk away. Because I can have other okay. I can have other people activate my wards.
Yeah. He'll stare at you as you're walking away and you like feel his eyes boring into your back. Because he certainly does not trust what just happened. But he does, as you take a quick glance around, he does slip the scroll into his kimono.
Tonight I'm going to have to make another ward. I can have 2, because yeah. I can have 1 as a base, and then I get an extra 1 for my school. But
yeah,
I had different plans for that ward.
How big is a Yumi? Are they like longbows, or are they like...
Yumi is a short bow. Yeah, can confirm. Yumi, short bow.
Okay. Would that be hideable?
No. Not if you want to have it strung.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Right.
There. Okay.
What happens next, team?
Is it party time?
It's ready for party time. Party time's ready for you.
I think it's party time.
Excellent. All right.
And all the preparing I can do until we come back later and I can make another ward.
As you make your way across town, you find the Poisoned Water Sake House alive with action. Many of the contestants and students from the academy and local bushi have gathered to blow off some steam after the day's events. Of course, none of the judges are here. It simply wouldn't be proper. But most of the contestants appear to be having a great time. You see Otaku Batbayar and Shiba Toya are leading a group of people in song. Kikita Riku and Miramoto Hinata seem to have continued their argument, now over sake, on swordsmanship. And Yasuki Jun seems to be setting up a game of Fortune and Winds, which is a popular dice game that he is particularly good at. Hitoshi, however, is again sitting sullenly in one of the corners of the sake house. So as you enter, there's about 25 people here. And lots of servants kind of milling around and helping. And it's a bunch of small round tables. And there are these fine sort of pillows that people sit on to have their conversations or play dice. Or there's a person playing a stringed instrument off in the corner that the two samurai are leading the songs through. And it just seems to be everybody's kind of in relaxation mode.
Most importantly.
Yeah.
What Sayaka's wearing.
Yeah, I think that's important. Sure.
So I get, as part of my kit, I get ceremonial clothes, which are resplendent. I'm picturing just like, so probably similar to the traveling clothes, whatever, like it color wise and stuff, like darker colors with like blues and like different shades of blue kind of strewn in throughout.
Yeah.
But just like way higher quality, like a really, really, really nice silk. I think the pattern is like some kind of flower and like cranes and stuff floating around. It's like, I feel like it's abstract. You can look at it and not think it's anything, but you can look at it again and think like, oh yeah, I see the crane right there.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
And it's also like kind of loose. So I've seen a bunch of like pictures of just reading through the book where like they're like kind of like wearing kimonos, but they're like off a little bit, like off the shoulder kind of, or like,
yeah.
So like a default, it's like loose and kind of like revealing up here, but she can close it if she needs to.
Okay, yes. You're just reinforcing the Benton's blessing as much as you can, in other words.
Yeah.
Any other special preparations made from the team before walking in?
I feel like it's just standard issue that I wear both my sanctified robes and the hidden armor.
Sure. It being hidden armor, you can absolutely wear it. It is, by the way, the only type of armor that can be honorably worn outside of the expectation of combat. So just so you all know, if you happen to win the Topaz Championship and get gifted the Topaz armor, you can only really wear it in combat. It's not like you're walking around in samurai armor all the time. Nobody does that. That'd be ridiculous.
Oh, it's not D&D where you're just always wearing plate mail?
You are not like hanging out in the bar wearing your plate mail. Hey guys, open your visor. What's going on? Who wants an ale? Yeah, no, that is not a thing. Yeah.
And I'll have my fan and my sash.
Oh, good. Okay.
I feel like Rey would be, you know, wearing her general outfit, but has replaced the obi with a very ornate red obi.
Ooh, excellent.
Probably took her like an hour to tie. It's fine.
Yeah. So this is wrap it 12 times, giant bow.
Right.
It's like, okay. It gets in the way of my shooting arm. Yeah. So do you have an agenda that anyone would like to pursue as we're here?
I would like to mingle, try to collect information about where people's like minds are at about how the competition's going.
Yeah. It'd be courtesy something. Yes.
I'm gonna go water.
Courtesy
and just
water.
Be charming.
Okay. Yeah, that works. And you'll get rerolls because of Benton's blessing.
Yeah. So just like walking around, like coming up, like complimenting people, like oh, you're representing clan really well, blah blah blah, blah. Yeah, just super open and charming and just lots of fake like oh laughs and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. yeah make the rules.
Okay. Do it.
Well, you've got one success because you get to keep three, right? You get to you rolled three ring dice, one of which had a opportunity and a strife, and two skill dice, both of which had an opportunity. Thanks to our house rule, that turns into one success and a strife. Sweet.
Okay, cool. Yeah, one success and a strife. I will mark that.
Moto Batfire is a little nervous because he had a problem with a couple of things and hasn't quite locked in his Genpuku yet. Same with Shiba Toya, and that's probably why they're both drunkenly leading the song. Is because they're blowing off steam trying to like recenter themselves for for tomorrow. Those are the two who are most lagging behind, although Yasuki Jun also had some problem with the more athletic feats yesterday, the horsemanship and the bowmanship and stuff like that. And so he is looking forward to the ability to get more points tomorrow. Beishi Mei Lin is smug and confident and is like, I got this. This is going to be great. It's a phoenix and a crane. Okay. I will find a way to beat both of them. Yeah.
Okay. So I have to take her down. Exactly. So you said go is tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Go is one of the ones tomorrow.
Do I get any sort of impression on who might be like someone to watch out for?
Yusuke-jun.
Yusuke-jun, okay.
Yeah. He seems to be the gamesman of the group. Kind of this... Yeah, he's a... So the Yusuke, for context, are the Crab Clan traders. It is their job to ensure that enough supplies make it to the Kaiju Wall, and that there is enough money to continue running the intense and regular military operations of the Crab Clan. So they are known to be very crafty, highly skilled, highly competent in the realm of trading and negotiations and trickery and stuff like that. And so it is unsurprising to you that he would be the one who is most likely to be your go threat.
Okay.
He's the go-to guy.
Right.
You're welcome.
Happy Father's Day. Here's the dad joke.
Yeah. It's very black and white.
Yes, it is. It's very black and white that he's the go-to guy. Indeed.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so Sayaka is going to spend a while just, mingling around, pouring sake, just kind of, just chatting with people.
Right.
Getting all that sweet, sweet info.
Right.
Honestly, just kind of quietly observing, like taking note, especially of who is drinking a little too much, because they're going to not be a threat tomorrow.
Hitoshi. Shibatoya, Miyamoto Bapayar, all very drinky. Who is not drinking is Yusuke-jun and Bayushi Mei Lin. Also, out of the corner of your eye for a moment, kind of standing over and looking disapprovingly at Hitoshi, and he's just there for a second, is Doji Satsume's ghost.
Just popping in. Just a little ghost visit.
I'm going to go sit next to Hitoshi.
Oh, poor Hitoshi.
Poor thing.
God damn it.
So yeah, I'm going to go sit next to Hitoshi.
Okay. Hey, Kaido-san.
Hitoshi-san, how are you feeling about the games?
I'm sure all will be well.
I am sure. But perhaps you should not disadvantage yourself before the games begin. And I kind of indicate the sake cup.
This is a very little bit of sake to me. Grew up on ships. We drink sake day and night. I will not be drunk for a good long time. Hopefully.
Of course. You know yourself best.
But I thank you for your consideration. Continuously, you and your friends watching out for me. That Soshi-san, is she a friend of yours?
She has been my travel companion to this championship.
She gave me a scroll and told me to read it should something dishonorable happen to me.
Soshi-san is Scorpion, and caution is therefore very warranted. However, I do not believe that she is currently acting out of any malice towards you.
Okay. It is rare that scorpion gift is anything other than poisoned, and I mean no offense to Soshi-san.
Caution is very warranted, yes. I do not know her motivations, but she has not done anything untowards as of yet.
That is good to know. Saki?
Of course.
He hands a little sniffer over to you.
Clink. Yes.
And as you clink your sake cups, your revelry is interrupted by the arrival of a group of 12 poorly dressed ruffians with swords. Ronin. In fact, Kuroyuki, you recognize one of them. These masterless samurai come in loudly, and they slam their fist on the front table and demand wine as they rudely take seats and begin to lob insults at all of the contestants, including you all. One of them looks at the crowd and goes, "What a motley assortment! These must be the ugly children, the ones the clans marry away as soon as they can." And one of them looks at you, Sayaka, and goes, "What is that? Fine clothes but no swords? Are you samurai or merchants?" One of them looks at Shibatoya, who kind of has taken a step back, and goes, "Are you afraid of us? Why don't you ask your invisible friends to do the fighting for you?" And he kind of, this one kind of steps up into Toya's face.
I'm going to start swaying.
You're just going to swing?
Oh, jeez.
No, not swing. I'm going to start swaying.
Oh, swaying. Oh. Okay. I completely misheard that. To what end?
I'm going to pull out my sake cup because I have one. And I'm going to kind of shuffle a little bit closer to them, acting like I'm drunk.
One of them, as you get closer, kind of steps up in front of you and pushes you. And then when he realizes you're Scorpion, he takes two steps back and kind of bows a little bit and quickly turns to Moto Bapayar and goes, "Friends, be sure to speak more clearly so that the Gaijin can understand."
Damn.
I'm going to shuffle up to the one that pushed me. And he's armed, right?
They are indeed armed.
Does he have a wakizashi at his side, or only is it in his hand?
Only a katana.
Only a katana? Yes. And is it at his side or in his hand?
At his side. They're not brandishing swords in a sake house.
I'm going to lean up really close to him and have my blind side be the majority of what he sees.
Yeah.
With only a little bit. I only turn a little bit so that I can actually see him. And I'm just going to say, "You're behaving very rudely as guests of this establishment."
He'll actually whisper to you, looking really confused. "Toshi-sama, we're here for the Scorpion Clan. What are you doing?"
I just smile sweetly at him. and I'm still swaying. I'm going to go, "Friend, I truly think that you have made a mistake." And I'm going to like lean into him. And while I do that,
yeah,
I'm going to grab his katana.
Time to roll initiative.
Oh no!
Because that will incite the group. As this is the first time we're doing combat, we should just go through it step by step, right? Okay, so first thing.
There.
We roll initiative. It is a TN1 tactics check plus the ring of your choice.
Okay.
Cool. Add one plus the number of bonus successes on the check to either focus or vigilance, depending on the preparedness for the conflict, to determine the initiative value. Okay. So the order will be the ruffians, and then Ray, Lily, Kuroyuki. Cool. All right. So, but because I'm going to call this a sneak attack, even though they're moderately prepared for combat, I'm going to allow you to try and grab at that guy's sword.
It's an unarmed ring of my choice?
Yeah, unarmed ring of your choice. So it's an exploding die, a stress, a strife, and a success.
I'll reroll the exploding.
Sweet. That is an opportunity and a strife. So you will take one strife and have two successes.
Okay.
All right. That is enough for you to lock him up. And he's not, he, at first he wasn't even going to go for it. You go to grab it. It's not enough to get the sword out, but you are now both wrestling over his katana. And so nobody takes any damage from that. But you both now are kind of locked up in one-on-one combat as he's trying to keep you from drawing the sword, but you've got your hand on the hilt and he's got his hand on you going, "What are you doing?" And everybody else starts fighting. One of them rushes immediately up to, Kaido Rei and tries to just take a swing at your face.
Oh.
Yeah. They're not screwing around.
Mean.
I know.
Oh, shit.
And we'll get three successes so far, and an exploding. Well, we'll get two successes, one of which is exploding. Sweet. Go ruffian. All right. So we'll roll one more ring. Boink. That's four successes, or that is a total of three successes in one strife. As he comes up to punch you, whoop-ah! You are not wearing any armor, correct?
I mean, I am wearing sanctified robe.
I don't know if this makes any difference, but the sanctified robes have physical defense one.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, then it would make a difference. Then yes, absolutely. He did not get an opportunity, but he comes up to you and he just pushes you really hard, poof, but it doesn't do any damage because he only...
Okay.
Oh, no, it actually does three damage because it is a TN1 on the first round to hit you. It's a TN1 to hit everybody on the first round unless you were ready for the combat. So, whap, he hits you. You take two because three successes minus one physical, so you take two fatigue.
Oh, boy.
As he pushes you back, poof, "Sit down, little one." and then another one, the one on you, Suryuki, or Kuroyuki, just goes to try and clock you. Whap! His TN will be two against you because you're ready for it. He gets two successes, which is just enough to whap you in the face for one.
Okay, and I'm wearing sanctified robes and my concealed armor.
Yeah, so... but he's still trying to, like, until you disengage from his sword, the rest, he will not disengage from his sword with his other hand. He's really just trying to, like, beat you off of the grapple, but isn't, like, It almost feels like he's trying to pull his punches as well, because he's like, but I was hired by the, as you know, Scorpion. I just told you that because I thought you were working with the person who hired me because don't all Scorpion work together, is what his brain is thinking. Not that you know that yet.
Right.
But that's fine. Yeah.
That's how it works.
I'm not actively trying to interfere with my own clan's doings. No.
Right.
I'm just a little drunk.
And you see a bunch of the Ronin run out into the room, and they start engaging in one-on-one, like, fisticuffs with people. There's one left, and it charges after Doji Sayaka. And we'll do a big old punch to the face. Boop! And miss.
Ooh.
Just completely whiff. Sad face. Okay, Michi, it's your go.
All right. Okay, so I am...
Now you will choose your stance... Round one is based on whatever ring you rolled in initiative. I should have said that earlier, but it's the first time we're running, so I'm gonna make mistakes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and then at the beginning of every turn, after turn one, you can choose to change your stance.
Okay. So my stance is currently water.
Sweet. So the water stance, during your turn, you may perform one additional action that does not require a check. This action cannot share the same type with another action you perform this turn.
Oh, I have Tempest of Air. Why am I not using that?
You should use that. There you go. Shugenja that stuff up.
Yeah.
So that is, as an attack action, you may make a TN3 Theology Air check targeting each character at range 2-3. So this guy is technically, let's talk about range bands for a second. You are at range band 0 to him, which is fisticuffs. Because... Mm-hmm. You are in the air stance, you can take your additional action to move one range band away. You can attempt to make that two range bands by making an athletics check.
Okay.
With a ring of your choice.
All right. Let's do
We're
that.
Learning combat!
Yay!
Yay!
Which would allow you to target him specifically.
So that is an athletics...
Yes. Or fitness. I'm sorry, fitness.
Do I want to roll that with water or void?
It's up to you. Void would be like you're like, how would void be?
Void is no mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, just moving without thinking.
Yeah. So you've got, remember, you can also spend a void point to reroll, or you get three successes and an opportunity and two strife. You know, or one strife because you can bleed one of them off. With the opportunity, which is totally enough to break away should you so choose.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel one of the strife and then step away.
Yep.
And then use
Tempest. Using the fitness, you're able to kind of, not without even looking behind you, you're able to like visualize the room and quickly move between a couple of tables to create enough distance between you and him to use that effect.
There.
And it is TN3, so at the moment, you have not succeeded, but you have two exploding dice, three strife, and an opportunity.
All right, I'm going to use the opportunity to cancel the strife.
Okay, so you've got
three.
Yeah, two strife and two exploding dice. So go ahead and roll a ring and a skill die again and keep them. Ah, four successes, that's enough. So you're going to have four successes and three strife from casting this. And I... Tell me if this is right to you, but is this the first time you're casting something in, like, direct conflict with someone else?
Yes.
Is this the first time you were using magic and anger?
Yes.
Then, go ahead.
Well, like, I've used magic before in combat, but it's always been sparring, so it's always been just kind of, there's ground rules, and this has no rules, so it's like, oh god.
Oh god! Yeah. So, he needs to make a TN4 fitness check. In order to avoid this. Well, I mean, we'll see. Three successes, not enough. All right. Yeah, you knock him out. You feel the spirits of the wind move through you, and for a moment, because you used void, you just become one with the air in the room. You feel the reverberations of the fights. You feel kind of the echoes of air moving between fist hitting flesh, between table being flipped onto the floor. The vibrations roll through you and you harness them and direct that energy and bid those spirits to pass through you and into your quarry, who is lifted up, spun around, and slammed into the ground by the wind, and is knocked out.
Yay!
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 Lily.
Clarifying question.
Clarifying answer.
So Ronin are masterless samurai.
They are indeed masterless, right? Samurai, yes.
Do Ronin, like, typically still follow Bushido?
Some do. So there's essentially, in your mind, as a fine upstanding samurai of the Empire, there are two types of Ronin. There are the Ronin who pledge their swords to masters in the hopes of becoming fully, like, in some way, like, regaining their honor, or, like, being a sellsword for some daimyo somewhere, right? The ones who, like, try and, like, cling onto society. And then there are the dirty bandits who just rob people all the time and who are honorless dogs, and I still have to treat them kind of correctly because of where they are in the Celestial Order, but they're honorless dogs who steal from people. Those are kind of the two types of, right? There are other types, and it is far more nuanced than that, but growing honored.
I wasn't sure if, like, in general it was like, oh, you're a Ronin, then you're gonna just throw it out. Like it's wishy-washy.
Yeah, so for you, there's good Ronin and bad Ronin. Good Ronin are, you know, the ones who are servants to their master, to your masters. And bad Ronins are the ones who aren't servants to your masters. Yeah.
So I'm not entirely sure how actions work.
Okay.
Can I make a check to, like, look to try and, like, observe something about them before I actually do my action?
Every turn, you can start by taking one action. If you look in the upper left-hand corner, you can see what those actions are. They are assist, helping someone else do a thing, calming breath, taking a moment to remove some stress or to remove some strife, challenge someone to a one-on-one fight, take a guarded position, maneuver to get in close or further away for someone, prepare an item, i.e. draw a sword, use a skill, so in this case your action would be to observe, hit someone or wait for an opportunity and strike later.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
So using your skill would count as your action.
Sure, fair. Okay. So I'm going to try to kind of take a step back from the fight and just, like, try to, like, look at all of these Ronin and see if I can, like, gather anything about them.
Okay. So that would be a... What are you thinking, skill-wise?
I have one in skullduggery. Would that mean anything to, like, check out them being criminals and, like, what this... Because in Saiga's head, this is like, okay, this is super weird. Why would they just come in while this tournament is happening and cause trouble? Like, that seems like a really, really bad idea.
Yeah, right.
There's a shit ton of really, like, high-level ranking samurai here.
Like, not in this room right now, but yes.
Right, but, like, here, this was never going to end well for them. Like, they might beat up a couple of aspiring samurai, but they're going to get, like, handled.
Yeah.
Like, the Topaz champions here. Like,
yes.
Yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to roll skullduggery just to get an idea of, like, what I think their deal is.
Sure.
And then, let's see.
What ring do you think should go with that?
I'm going to go with air, because with trade, air is con, just kind of fitting with the whole, like, okay.
What's your fucking deal? Yeah.
Yeah, I have some idea of how, of what criminals think. So, let's do the thing. Okay, air, skullduggery one, and roll.
All right, so two exploding successes, an opportunity, and two strife.
Would this count as a check for which my keen sight would be helpful?
Yes, because you are trying to parse the information here within a very tense situation with lots of stuff moving around, like sake cups and chairs and things.
Cool.
So, yes.
Okay, I will re-roll the blank die, and then I'll also re-roll the two explodings.
Okay, do it up. So the blank die, we'll just call them in order. The blank die turned out opportunity. So you have, if you would wish, two successes, and then either, and one opportunity. No, if you want to keep both successes, you have one opportunity.
Okay, yeah. So I'll keep the top three, two success, one strife.
Okay, so it's interesting that everybody's engaged with someone except for Beiyushi Meilin.
who no one is engaged with.
Ah.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Okay, so she, I just see her.
She seems confused, and every time she goes up to try and strike someone, they kind of move away from her.
Uh-huh.
And will pick another target. So it doesn't appear to you that she's in on whatever's happening, but they have orders, it looks like, to try not to engage scorpions.
Okay.
So she, San, has, of course, put a spanner in those plans, however.
Right, exactly, yes. Yeah. Okay, cool. So yeah, I think, I see that. I like look around, catch a glance of that happening once, and then I watch Mayushi for a while and just like, oh, okay, yes, that keeps happening. Okay, interesting. Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to... My next thing that I want to do will be good to go over to her, but...
Oh, the other thing you notice is it's 2-on-1 versus Hitoshi, and he is not doing well.
God damn it, Hitoshi!
Yeah. But with that, Sushi, it's your go. You are engaged with this guy. You've got one of your hands on his katana, and the other one's kind of warding off blows from him. He is trying to push you off of him, and is like, stop it! What are you doing?
So... Two things. One, because speaking, I can speak without it costing an action, right?
Yeah, you can speak without, yes.
I'm going to shout out, Hitoshi, this seems very dishonorable.
Oh, right!
And okay. I'm going to, this is my Aikido training coming to the fore.
Okay.
I want to pull on the katana so that his arm comes out slightly.
Yeah.
I want to split my fan out with my other hand.
Okay.
Go under his arm and bring the fan up under his neck and shove so that he goes prone.
Okay. That's going to be a melee, martial arts melee.
Can I just roll off the weapon?
Yeah, if you've got it set up, it should work. So two opportunity. Remember, you can spend a void to roll an additional die and keep it.
I don't have any void points left.
Whoop, whoop. He quickly dodges out of the way and goes, seriously, stop! as he then goes to try and shove you off again, because he really doesn't want you on him. He has bigger fish to fry, and you were stopping him from frying them. He wants a fish fry, and you're giving him fish sticks, and he's very upset about that. He gets two successes, so he is able to shove you off, but it does no damage. And that's his whole go, is he pushes you off to get at range one. You're out of grapple with him, but you're still within Tessen range. So if you want to warfan him on your next go, you can. Combat continues all around you, and you see Bayushi trying to fight for, or Hitoshi trying to, like, fight to get the scroll out, but he's having a hard time because it's 2-on-1 over there. He's going to make a quick roll to see if he can get it out, though, and we'll just make that. He's got a pretty high TN because it's 2-on-1 here. He rolled two successes. And two strife, which is actually not enough for him to get it out. You see him go for it, and one of the dudes, one of the Ronin, stomps. He's down on the ground now. And he just takes his foot and stomps into his hand, into his chest, and you hear Hitoshi go, ah! As it happens. But you do see Shiba Toya and Moto Bapayar have, like, taken their dudes out and are going over to help Hitoshi, as three of the ruffians are now down. Michi, it's your go.
I am going to take a calming breath.
Which reduces, is it a void meditation check? Is that right? Or is it just it's page 263 in the main book.
Yeah. It says as a support action, take a deep breath to calm yourself and recover stamina.
Okay.
Yeah.
If your strife is greater than half your composure, remove one strife. Yep.
Yay.
If your fatigue is greater than half your endurance, remove one fatigue. Sweet. You take a moment, take a breath, center yourself, don't overdo it. Lily.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to go over to, is Bayushi, did anything happen to her in the time that between my last thing?
She's going over and trying to pull one of the guys. It looks like she's running over to try and pull one of the fighters off of Toshi, but they keep, like, pushing her away.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to go over there kind of to that whole group.
Cluster.
Yeah, that entire whole cluster.
Yep.
I'm going to lean in, I fake get myself involved trying to pull them off of Hitoshi, but actually leaning into Bayushi.
Yep.
Lean in and, like, whisper, call off your dogs or you will get far worse than a bite.
They're not my dogs, Crane-san.
That's what she looks back to you and says. But you still have an your action was actually maneuver to close in, because they were more than zero range band from you. So to switch range bands, you would have to move in.
Oh, sure, okay.
And in this case, narratively, you're not going to make a fitness test to get in there because it narratively makes sense, and so I think that's more important.
All right, no, I'm not like I'm not actually trying to get involved. I'm just me, I'm participating.
Yes, but the maneuver itself will cost an action because you are in the middle of combat to get over there and say that. But you have gained new information. I will let you make a sincerity check to see if she's lying.
Sentiment?
Sentiment. Yes, sorry, not sincerity. Sincerity is actually from 4th edition and earlier.
Oh, okay. So I'll roll with air.
Yes.
Since air is analyze.
Yeah. So that is...
Hot dog.
You get to keep all three of those, which is a opportunity and a strife, a success and a strife, and an opportunity and a strife.
I guess I'll just keep two. It actually doesn't matter because I'm just going to use one of the opportunity to cancel one of the strife.
Okay.
So I'll keep... So I have a success.
So you have a success and a strife.
Yeah, a success and a strife.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to keep the other strife.
Okay.
So I can use the opportunity to do the learn another character in the scene's demeanor and current strife.
Interesting.
So yeah, I'm gonna analyze if she's lying, and then also kind of just special air look or what? Getting more information basically.
Her strife is currently 7. Her demeanor is currently assertive.
Interesting. Okay, so she's like she's high on strife.
Yeah, she's high on strife, and she feels like she's in a position where she's normally in control and feels not in control right now. So it's trying to regain control.
Right. Okay, cool.
Sweet. Kuroyuki.
Is there rice anywhere near me?
Yes.
Okay. And are there, of the Ronin, are there any that are like grouped up?
There's 2 on Hitoshi.
Okay, those are the only 2 that are grouped up, though?
Yeah, it's actually starting to turn the other way at this point, as a number of your fellow contestants have taken out their quarry and are starting to kind of, like, close in on the clutch that's closest to the door or around the 2 who are on Hitoshi.
Okay. I am going to take the rice and hold some in my hand as an offering to the spirits. And, I'm going to focus on the area of the 2 running on Hitoshi.
Okay.
I can only target one of them, but if I get bonuses, then I can target another one.
Sweet.
I'm going to do Grasp of Earth.
Grasp of Earth! Okay.
Ooh.
Which is Earth?
DN2 Earth Theology.
Okay. Of 3 successes.
Yeah, but I can only keep 2 of those, right?
Yes, you can only keep 2 of those, so it'll be 2 successes and a strife, and so you'll only be able to target one of them. And with no additional opportunities. But what is your Earth Ring? 2? 2. So it does 2 damage. He needs to resist. So that is a fitness test. I should do all of the rules and not just, you know. He gets... Oh, no, that's actually... I accidentally increased his rings by 1 when I was having him NPC someone else. He only gets 2 successes. So he takes 2 damage, and from the additional... combat that had been happening around him. Hitoshi was getting some blows in. Moto Bapire is over there as well. Kind of just like pummeling on the 2 of them. He's a big bulky guy. And you see him get knocked out. Like there's this in the earth as you see the very nicely polished teak wood floors in here crack open and a couple of splinters shoot up into this guy and it just knocks him flat.
Yeah. I'm just going to turn and look at the guy that I was fighting before and have a slow smile come across my face with 0 sign of being drunk.
Nice. At the top of the round, they begin to flee because that's what happens when they lose a certain amount of people. They start running out. Are you all attempting to chase?
No, I'm just going to make sure that the ones we knocked out stay there.
Excellent. They will try to grab the ones who are closer to the door who got knocked out with him, but unless you want to continue trying to engage them, you'll be able to keep 1. At which point, as they start running out, 2 Yoriki, which are essentially cops, come walking in and go, "What is going on in here, students?"
I open my fan and just start fanning myself. I go, "Some very rude people came in."
Take your seats. And he goes,
I'll meekly go and take my seat.
And one of the Ariki grabs the one who was not able to be recovered. We're dragging him out. Expect letters to your daimyo about this. And then they walk out.
Wait, what?
In my head, I'm
thinking...
They're
going to tell your dad.
There's a chance he's going to applaud me.
They're going to tell on...
They're going to tell on your dads.
What did we do?
Nothing. Man. It's not like you lost any honor or glory over it.
Man.
They're just... You're pretty sure they're just throwing their weight around.
Freaking cops.
I'm going to... I'm going to check on Hitoshi. Oh. He's looking hurt, but is he looking broken?
No. I'm gonna be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I come over to Hitoshi too. So you said his hand got stepped on or crushed or something?
It got stepped on as it was trying to go for the scroll that was in his kimono. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't look broken. It looks bruised. It's gonna have a nasty bruise on it.
That's my draw hand. Damn it.
And so now you're going to be at a disadvantage tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to pause for a moment and then hold up my sake cup and go, is there tea at this sake house?
Yes, Soshi-san.
Please bring me tea.
Of course. And you are brought tea.
Would I be able to use Path to Inner Peace to heal his hand?
Perhaps. I have to look at the rule real quick. What does it say?
If you succeed, you mend your target's exhausted muscles. The target removes fatigue equal to your water ring plus your bonus successes.
Yes, that is healing. He has not suffered a critical. He has just suffered an intense number of fatigue.
Okay.
And then can I count this as engaging my passion?
You may. You may remove 3 strife. So go ahead and make your roll, right?
Theology, water. Where are you, theology? There you are.
Man, picking tea as my passion was...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, good job.
So you can either have 2 successes and a stress, or 1 success. You need the 2 successes, though, right?
Yes, but I'm only seeing 1 success and 2 opportunities.
You have... because you only get to keep 2. Wop, wop. Yeah, so something about the stress of the day, you start reaching out to the kami, and you are so impressed with yourself internally, with being able to... really, in the moment of combat, reach out and call to the spirits of air, that when you attempt to call to the spirits of water, they feel a little jealous, actually, that you did so awesomely to air, that they're like, no, not now, maybe later, sorry.
The spirits of water are cats.
No, not into it. Sit over here.
Yep. Not super not into that.
You see a sake bottle just tip over off the edge of the table.
Yep.
I am going to what's the are they called carafes? What does sake come in?
Sake bottles. Sake carafe. Sure. Sake containment units.
Yeah, whatever the sake containment unit is called. Grab one of those. Walk back over to Bayushi Meilin and give a big wide smile and say, Bayushi-san, would you care to join me for a drink?
Perhaps another time, Doji-san. I have to go speak with someone. You'll excuse me, I'm honored by your request, but I must go.
Oh, are you sure? I was so hoping to get a chance to speak with you.
I understand, and I would normally be very happy to have a conversation with you, but really, I must.
Are you perhaps going to speak with one of your friends?
I would not deign to pry into your private business, and I would ask that you show me the same respect.
I see.
And unless you have anything else to say, she will turn around and leave the inn, the sake house.
I want to tell her. So she gets up, leaves, and just before she gets like the distance away, I would have to kind of like talk a little louder, so like she gets away from the table just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I say, perhaps when you're done.
She does not turn around as she's walking, but you hear a perhaps as she exits. The fight is over. People are starting to put themselves together and head home to rest up after this weird encounter with a bunch of Ronin. What are you all doing next?
I go back over to Hitoshi. You should get back so you can take care of your hand.
I agree, Doji-san. I felt like I was targeted there, but I couldn't get to the help that Soshi-san proffered to me. Very. I will do better next time.
Very well, let's go.
Of course. And he will head back to the Laughing Carp.
We'll all go with him.
Okay. Getting back over there, super easy. There's no accostments or anything. So the night is yours if there's anything final you would like to do before day two of the contest.
So we come back down to our composure, right? Or half our composure?
Yes, you will come back down to half composure.
I'm just going to kind of lean into Hitoshi. I feel like that particular trouble has passed. Do you still want the ward?
Give me my spell back.
He pulls it out and hands it to you.
I'm sorry I was unable to use it.
It takes practice. Thank you. And I'll actually slip it up my sleeve.
Okay.
I'm going to pull out the divination kick.
All right. So lose an additional 3 strife. You've gotten your vision for today, so there's no reason to roll on this one unless you really, really want to. But you would be risking additional strife this time. Essentially, the way I want to play that is if we're having a longer play day, like a full like RP day like this, even for one of your downtimes, I'd love it. I'd love for you to be able to affect a divination, even if it's for stress relief, because I feel like that is more narratively interesting than just, yeah. But additional uses of it during that day do not provide additional divination, and so are purely used for stress relief.
And I also feel like she's kind of using it to kind of soothe the water kami.
Yeah. Sorry. I might have been a little pushy. Yes. And you feel at peace afterwards and are able to bleed off 3 more strife.
I'm going to go to Izumi.
Yes.
And if she's not busy, I don't know what she does when she's not being attendant, stop doing attendant things.
She is flipping through a book of calligraphy. Like artistic calligraphy. Cool.
I am going to, I'm going to give her a casual quiz.
Okay.
Like, so she's reading a book, coming in and like, oh, okay, cool book. And then like pointed a thing and like, do you remember when that style was invented or whatever? Like, I'm not trying to make it like intimidating at all. I'm just we're having a conversation and I'm also just like poking her brain to see what she remembers. And then like if she gets one wrong, I'm not going to like do anything. It's like, oh, okay. So like just for your information, that one's this, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I'm indulging my vice.
Fascinating, Doji-sama, which is, being always right. Yeah.
Or my brushwork stuff.
Brushwork stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Just for your Benton's blessing radar, she does not appear to be attracted to you.
Fair.
Just FYI.
Fair and valid.
Yes. Thank you, Doji-sama. That's very informative. Go ahead and bleed off 3 strife.
Cool.
And with that, for those of you who are listening podcast-wise, this is the end of episode 3. So everyone say bye. We love you. Bye.
Bye. See you in a little bit.
Thanks so much for listening to the Welcome to the Party presentation of Steel Blossom Moon, a Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game by Fantasy Flight Games. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe whether you're listening on Google, iTunes, or on Podbean. We're so happy to have you today, and check out the social links below for links to our Twitch stream, our Twitter feed, and to our Patreon account. Our Patreon is the way that we subsidize all of the work that we do here at Welcome to the Party. It helps us pay our mods on the Discord, it helps us underwrite things like our Zoom chat, and our goal is to create a PBS for RPGs where we're able to fund writers, artists, and other creators around the D&D and RPG universe to create amazing things and then give them a place to showcase it. So if you feel like supporting the podcast, the best way to do it is to head over to patreon.com/welcomepartyrpg and give a buck or two if you got them. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.